in terms of the weather, you know, it was 30 odd degrees there for the whole week nearly. So I think you see the boys were a bit disappointed this morning when they woke up and seeing it was raining. But you know, I enjoyed it this morning. You know, it was nice. It was nice to be back, and obviously, you know, we're used to these kind of conditions, so it wasn't too bad for me personally.
Yeah, so all feeling fit and sharp now, and you feel that Portugal was pretty productive.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great trip. I thought, I mean, the facilities and that we had were tremendous, and the places we were staying in and stuff was brilliant. But I think it was just a bit tough getting used to the heat and that. But no, speaking to all the lads and that, I think we all enjoyed it equally, and it was a good experience.
Yeah, and looking at your aims and your expectations for the new season on a personal level, I would imagine you're pretty happy with your first year as a Posh player, but how are you going to build on that second time around? What are you hoping to achieve?
Well, obviously just getting in the team, you know, and getting a regular spot in the side. Had a nice break there about 7 or 8 weeks back home. It was nice just to get back and see all my family and friends and that, and get away on holiday for a few weeks. But no, I feel good now, you know, I feel fit and strong and healthy, and like I said, I just want to, you know, get in the manager's spot for the start of the season and just nail down a spot, really.
Do you think you're ready to be playing week in, week out?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I've been doing a bit over the off-season and that, and like I said, you know, I feel fit and strong, and I think the rest, you know, has done me good, and I'm just ready now for the start of the season, and I can't wait till it comes.
Now, obviously, you've built your reputation as an out-and-out winger, really. Last year, Posh often played with that diamond in midfield, and you kind of had to fit your way in one way or another. Is that something that you're expecting to have to do this year, adapt your game a little bit, or do you think that you might get more of an opportunity to really run up and down that line?
That sort of depends on, you know, what the manager sees and what sort of formation he thinks is best for the team, but I mean, I'm happy enough playing anywhere, you know, across the middle, just as long as I'm in the team and I'm playing well and I'm playing regularly, you know, I'll play anywhere across the midfield. So I'm not really too worried about it. But like I said, at the end of the day, it's up to the manager and what formation and what team he picks.
In terms of that diamond midfield, which of the four positions do you feel you fit into the best? Do you like playing in the hole behind the strikers, or do you prefer one of the wider roles?
I don't mind any of the three, really. Obviously, I like getting forward on that, so maybe at the point of it, it would probably suit me best. But I mean, any of the other ones, you know, I mean, I like them as well, and I mean, I think I'm capable of playing any one of the three, really.
And of course, you got Nathaniel Mendes-Leng now on the books as well. Last season, arguably, you were the only out-and-out winger, but you've now got the two of you. Do you think you'll work well in tandem?
Yeah, I mean, since he's come in, you know, what I've seen on him, he looks a good player. He's like I said, he's an over out and out winger, and he likes to attack people, and he's quick and strong and that. So I think having, you know, both of us in the squad would be able to, you know, change up things if needed. But you know, what I've seen on him so far, you know, he looks a decent player, and you know, like the rest of us, I think he'll be wanting a chance for a place as well on the team. So I think it gives us a few different options as well.
Yeah, and obviously you've made the move over from Irish football. I know you played for a bit for West Ham as well, but it was over in Ireland that you had your first real taste of playing week in, week out. Do you look at someone like James McLean, who's had a really, really good start to his spell with Sunderland, obviously got into the Ireland squad as well, for a bit of inspiration? Would you like to do something similar with the Posh?
Yeah, obviously, of course, you know what? You know, everyone wants to play on an international level. You know, I played against James a good number of times when I was back home, and I know him quite well. But yeah, I know I'm delighted for him. He's done very well, and he's really pushed on. And I don't think a lot of people were expecting him to do as well as he has done. But no, fair play to him. You know, I like to see boys back home doing well for themselves. And like I said, he's a friend of mine. So no, fair play to him, and I wish him all the best.